It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college hoops this afternoon. In the heart of American Athletic Conference, Benedictine is playing host to William Penn. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Gus will be toddling along in a bit, and PA guy, he's down there introducing the starters to the crowd that's making his way in. No students today, okay? They're already on the holidays break, but a lot of people from the community, some high school teams are here today, a lot of fans and friends and neighbors, and a nice, nice turnout this afternoon. Ladies games first. Let's check into the starters. First of all, for William Penn, the Lady Statesman under first season head coach Joe McKinstry. They come into the game at 3-9, 2-6 in the conference, and they're going to be starting Faith Poots. Faith is a 5'8" junior out of Urbandale, Iowa. Aaliyah Myers is a 5'7" senior from Wichita, Kansas. Alyssa Hamas is from Ackley, Iowa. She's a junior, 5'10". Fort Dodge, Iowa native, 5'5" junior, Cherise Smith. And rounding it out, it'll be Mercer Roberts. Mercer is a 6-foot senior from Myrtle Beach. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, in 22nd season head coach Chad Folsom. Benedictine now 7-4, 5-2 in the conference. They're going to be starting the five that have kind of settled in here with Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard, Kansas. Eisenhower High School. She's a junior, 5'6". 5'7", senior Allie Kramer from Nemaha Central and Seneca. Also from Nemaha Central and Seneca, the 6'3", junior Riley Roddinghouse. From Wichita, Cape and Mount Carmel, 6'1", junior Jennifer Jacobs. And the Jeff West grad, 6'1", senior from Meriden, Aaliyah Raines. Hoots, Myers, Hamas, Smith and Roberts for Penn. Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Raines, Roddinghouse for Benedictine. And we're about ready to get underway with this one here this afternoon. BC coming off book for them was, I think, an impressive, good road win over at Missouri Valley just a couple of nights ago, where, again, Benedictine breaks the 80-point barrier. And William Penn, well, here's the deal with them. They come into Atchison second straight game. They're here, for the second game last year. They're here for the first meeting this season. They're a little on the ropes, okay? They lost four of the last five. Last time they won was down at Baker, who has won one game all year long. And Penn has given up 80 points or more in all four of those late losses. So that said, we're set to go. The ball is up. Comes away. Ravens have it. Driving down. Raines drives. Shoots. Scores 10 seconds in. Benedictine leads it 2-0. The driving shot by Aaliyah Raines. Here comes William Penn up the floor. Down the right side, shot off the right block, no good. Two Ravens kind of fight for the basketball, the two Thunder grads, and Kramer's going to come up with it. Coast to coast, nobody steps in front of her. She lays it up and in. Allie Kramer for two, and it's 4-0 Benedictine. We're at 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Penn will take it down the left side of the building, jump it over to the wing. Going to be Poots with it there. Dishes it over in front of the Raven bench. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound's going to be slapped around, and lost out of bounds, Raven basketball. Benedictine in its home white with red and black lettering and trim for William Penn. It is that navy and gold, kind of Michigan-esque, maybe even navy. I don't know, somebody like that wearing that very dark navy and gold. Here's the back door, the shot. Good, Roddinghouse. The assist, Nicholson. Three Ravens have scored. It's 6-0 Benedictine. 8:49 to go in the first quarter. No fouls called yet. Penn with the basketball continues to look for their first point. They're going to get it there on a drive. And then as Jacobs got behind, she reached in and picks up a foul. So Jennifer Jacobs will have foul number one and an opportunity for William Penn and Alyssa Hamas to complete the three-point play. Hamas at the free throw line, a 68% shooter, but made that one look easy. And it is 6-3 Lady Ravens. Minute and a half into the ball game. So, all right, you can see lots of points happening. Penn giving up a lot of points. Benedictine in the last two games has been scoring a lot of points. So you got an over and under today of about 158, something like that. Here's a drive into the lane. The falling away shot won't go for Raines. She kicked it off the window with a shot a little too strong. Rebound up the court, quickly down the left side. Penn with the basketball, dumps it into the left corner. Driving into the middle is going to be Stewart. Back out on top, the dish left. Myers has it, goes across the lane. Now changes directions, goes to the left hand and scores it. Aaliyah Myers for William Penn makes it a 6-5 game. That scoreboard is completely wrong with 7:46 to go in the first. Back down with it, Benedictine, and they're going to throw it away. Kennedy Nicholson had flashed a pass over to the left elbow and looking for Raines over there, but Raines had broken to the baseline, and Benedictine's going to take Jennifer Jacobs out of the game. And I'm not sure that Jacobs is 100% physically right now. She's looks like she's not quite like you would want her to be or like she would want herself to be. And so Benedictine is going to bring Stork into the game. Nicole Stork into the lineup for BC. 5'11 freshman from Adel, Iowa. A shot by Penn. No good. Ravens rebounded down. BC up the floor. Nicholson will take it deep in the left corner. Thinking about the three. Instead, beat Stork left block. Drives in. Left hand shot. Missed it. Gets her own rebound. Follows up. Gets it. Nicole Stork will have her first 2 points, and Benedictine goes back up now at 8-5. And we're at the 7-minute mark of the opening quarter. The scoreboard is now correct. Over to the right side of the basketball, it's going to be Hamas. She'll push it off on top. Myers Liam Myers down the right side of the lane. Gets in front of Kramer. Shot is up, no good. Rebounding down Rottinghouse. Benedictine taking it the other way. Baseball pass up the court. Here's Nicholson. She'll go three, in and out, no. Rebound tipped around. It'll be saved by 10. And Myers will clear down the basketball. And she may have gotten banged up a little bit on that rebound as she stretched, kind of contorted herself a little bit. And she's a little slow coming up the floor. 6.5 to go, opening quarter. 10 with the basketball. Benedictine leading it by 3 at 8-5. Here's Myers with it. Back on top. The shot clock at 10. The three-pointer is up and good. From deep on the right side, the long-range shot is going to be in. Give that bucket to Allie Stewart, and we are tied at 8. 6:10 to go, first quarter. Stork has the ball at the left elbow, goes baseline to Rain, outside the three-point line, deep in the corner. The feed in the middle, the dish to the right. Stork will go three. Nope. Just about gets it, but then a little spin of the ball allows it to crawl back out of the basket. And Penn looking for their first lead of the game with this possession. They'll go left side. Faith Pooch, three! And Faith will put Penn in front. It is 11-8, William Penn. 5.5 to go. So Benedictine has gone from leading by 6 to trailing by 3. And we're still over half of the opening quarter to play. Stork will drive in, stop to the free throw line. Her errant pass stolen away. Flying down the court, one-on-one, driving layup, good. Two more for Allie Stewart, and Benedictine crumpling a little bit, and Coach Folsom realizes it, takes the timeout. And Joseph, we will enjoy our first break of the game. It comes here with 5:11 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, where it is William Penn's Lady Statesman, 13, Benedictine, 8.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some feast-divities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine up court with the basketball. Let me tell you just how it has gone for the Lady Ravens, and it has not gone well over the last minute, too. William Penn is on an 8-0 run, and you go a little bit longer than that. On the last 3.5 minutes, Penn is on a 13-2 run. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions coming out of the timeout, and the three-point shot is going to be missed by one of those new players on the floor, Josie Weiser. Let's just reset the Lady Raven 5. You've got Brueggemann, Dubert Weiser, Stork, and Miss Uraka. So Benedictine, no starters on the floor. Coach starting on 10 deep, and now Penn down the floor with it. Going to turn it over as Mercer Roberts will travel with the basketball. Mercer Roberts, the Myrtle Beach 6-foot senior. There are four players for Penn who average double-figure scoring. Here's another three by Josie, and it misses. Rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it will be off William Penn, Benedictine basketball. Aaliyah Myers out there for William Penn, their starting point guard. She's the transfer from Pittsburgh State. First season head coach, Joe McKinstry. He's brought in a number of transfers into this Penn program. And now the officials are going to reset the shot clock for Benedictine to 20. And at 4:15 to go in the opening quarter, Lady Ravens down 5. They'll put the ball in play at their offensive end. Lauren Dubert will do the inbound work, brings it into Josie. Her third three of the game also will not go in. She's 0-for on the afternoon. Throw JCN team and a lot of Jefferson County friends in the gymnasium here this afternoon. Penn with the basketball, inside 4 to go. Now the driving shot, up missing. Miss Uraka with the rebound, and Benedictine up floor with the basketball. Here come the Lady Ravens, the driving shot by Stork. It was just wild into the lane, and BC is lucky that Stork was not called for the foul, but it's going to go against Faith Poots. It'll be her first. And that is the first foul of the opening quarter by William Penn. One foul by Benedictine, on Jennifer Jacobs, one foul on William Penn by Faith Poots. And at the line for the Lady Ravens is going to be Nicole Stork. Couple of shots. First one is up and good. So Nicole will knock down that first shot. And on the season, Nicole's not a great free throw shooter, hitting under half, 11 of 23 coming in today. But those two right there were textbook perfect. And the Lady Ravens on the board for the first time in, what, over 3 minutes? Almost 30. And it is 13-10. The baseline three up and in. And Penn has found the range from the perimeter. Faith will hit her second three-pointer. And it's now 16-10. Largest lead of the ballgame for William Penn. The Ravens have been up by six. Now Penn is up by six. Baseline shot. Misty Rocca for two. Kyra gets her first couple of points. 16-12. And we're at 3:14 to go in the first. Penn has hit four of its last five shots. Benedictine has hit one of its last eight. Things like that happen. A lead and a momentum in the game could change very, very quickly. Inside three to go in the opening quarter. Another three off the rim. Rebound down. It's going to be Josie. She'll push it up for herself. Coming down the court, one on three. He's going to go in, drive in, crash in, take it to the rack and charge. Josie just out of control. She was not going to stop and not going to give up that basketball. Now, Coach Folsom is out to, at midcourt arguing with the official, but that's going to be a hard one to argue against. The foul on Josie will be her first of the game. Benedictine team foul two. We're 2 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine trailing in the ball game only by four as Penn comes up court with it. Long cross-court pass to Faith. She'll have it on the right side. Push pass between the circles to Aaliyah Myers. Lady Stateson with the basketball. Benedictine will stay in a little player defense to pass. The shot, rather, inside is going to be harshly deflected, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. Up the floor with it is Brueggemann. Comes out on top to Stork. She'll drive into the lane. Little left-hand shot off the window and in. Stork has gotten 6 points and leads Benedictine in scoring. Lady Ravens are right back to within two. They'll steal the inbound pass, but the shot missed by Brueggemann. Penn will bring it the other way. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 16-14, Penn by two. The pass into the middle is going to be taken away by BC. Here comes Jubert to Brueggemann. The shot, no. The follow, no. But Misty Rocca gets fouled. Kyra doing a good job of hustling down the floor to follow the shot. Came up with the offensive rebound and on the putback got fouled. Benedictine is going to take Weiser out of the game, and also Brueggemann is going to check back out. And Kyra Misty Rocca comes to the free throw line with a chance at tying this thing up. It is on its way and way short. Kyra Misty Rocca. She is the Ravens 6'3" post out of Mustang, Oklahoma. A 50% free throw shooter on the season, 10 of 20. And that's what she has again today. One of two. It's 16-15 and a minute 45 to go. Benedictine may not get 80, but they should be in the 70s in this game at this rate. Penn will get into the forecourt, go right side. Here's a long three off. Rebound, Kyra. Back up with it, BC. Lady Ravens and Allie Kramer up court. Drives it right side. Kicks it back out on top. Misty Rocca now over to Dubert. Lauren topside. Kramer. Benedictine to Stork. Back over to the left side. Skip pass outside the block. Misty Rocca drives in, changes direction, kisses it off the window and scores. Kyra has five, and Benedictine is back in front, and Penn takes the timeout. We're taking a break with Coach McKinstry, and we've got a minute 13 to go in the opening quarter of the girls' game in Atchison. It is Benedictine 17, William Penn 16.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As it come out of the timeout, William Penn brings the ball into the forecourt, takes it to the right side of the lane. Long cross court pass, very high, and stolen back by Benedictine. Stork coming up with the steal. Ravens up to four. Kramer down the left side. Out on top. Dubert goes three off the rim and on the rebound. And just an awkward and, frankly, probably bad decision over the back by Riley Rottinghouse. It'll be her first foul. Benedictine's third. William Pitt has committed two first quarter fouls so far. One by Robertson, one by Pooch. Back up court, William Penn. Ravens by one. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter, and we will have a foul off the ball, top side, and it's going to be on Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines. Aaliyah will have her first, Lady Ravens fourth. 20 on the shot clock, 34 seconds to play opening quarter of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game still coming up. We'll anticipate about a 4 o'clock tip for that one. So great. Mid-December, Saturday afternoon of college basketball on Care Radio. We're glad you're with us. Driving shot from the right side, too strong. Goes over the rim where Benedictine rebounds it down up the court. BC, Allie Kramer, dishes left. Stork turns, two scores, two more. Nicole having a good opening quarter. Ravens go back up by three, and we've got 15 seconds left in the first. Penn would love to end this quarter tied. Out near the center circle is going to be Faith. She'll play off the screen, drive left side. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, gets to the baseline. The shot deflected from behind Rottinghouse. That was a nice block. The Ravens are going to save the lead, and the first quarter's in the book. We'll be back. Second quarter on the way. Women's college basketball. It's Benedictine 19, William Penn 16.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Ravens to lead by three at the end of the opening quarter. Only six of their 19 points have come from the starters. Nicole Stork has eight. Kyra Misuraca has five. Rounding it out then, Riley Rottinghouse, Aaliyah Raines, Allie Kramer each with two for Coach Folsom. For William Penn, pacing away with a half a dozen. Faith Poots, a couple of threes. Allie Stewart with five. Three for Alyssa Hamas and Aaliyah Meyer with two. Benedictine, shooting pretty well, you know. Three out of four at the free throw line. Awesomeness. Thank you so much. There you go, man. And from the floor, Benedictine is 8 of 17. But from the outside, okay, Benedictine 0 for 7 three-point shooting. William Penn's hit 3 of 6 from the outside and 6 of 17 overall in the opening quarter. Here we go to quarter number two. Alternate possession, awards the ball to William Penn. We're back underway. Penn with it still to the backcourt, and she steps on the backcourt. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. I thought that the rear foot as the Ravens had double-teamed and trapped up against midcourt. Thought maybe she had stepped back and stepped on the line, but the official said it's going to be a jump ball. Ravens had her tied up, and it will be Benedictine basketball. Lady Ravens getting it back in 8 seconds of the second quarter. For BC, it is. Looking around the floor, the original five. Here's Kennedy for a three. Can't get it to fall. Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Raines, Rottinghouse. Out of the court for Benedictine. Lady Ravens in front here at home, 19-16. A driving shot from the left side. Finger roll is going to be up and in. And right back to scoring goes William Penn. Tell you what, Elliot Myers is done a really nice job working the club. And now, the feed in the middle in Benedictine. A couple more for Allie Kramer. So the Ravens push it right back. It's 21-18. The backdoor feed. The shot goes up and misses. The offensive board is going to be followed up and in. With the putback and the bucket is Alyssa Hamas. She's got five. Penn has had an answer for pretty much every Benedictine score, and we continue to have a one-point game. 21-20, Lady Ravens. All the way to the baseline, Kennedy. Feeds it over to Reigns. The three, too strong, and the rebound is going to be off Penn. Benedictine is going to have it back in, and the Lady Ravens continue to struggle from the outside, now 0-4-9. 8:40 to go in the first half. This is going to stop the game for just a moment. The question is whether the shot clock ought to have reset. And it ought not to have. They're going to take it down to 14 with 8:41 to go in the first half. So for Benedictine, the ball's got to be put in play deep in a corner down to the baseline. And now we're going to go to, apparently, to the video and just check the time. Joseph, let's get a break in. You might use one. What do you say? 8 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half. Ladies game. Lady Ravens 21, Statesman 20.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With you here in the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. The officials are still huddled up. I think they're watching highlights of that Jayhawk win that come from behind at Indiana today. I'll admit, I was a little worried. They're down about 10, you know, and I'm like, on the road. Always hard to go to Bloomington. There's no joy in going there. But Kansas prevails. Last time I checked, the Vikings were leading the Bengals, and that went a NFL triple dip today. So lots of sports going on. We're very pleased that you selected Benedictine basketball as your sports choice. Now the officials are all three of them out in the center of the floor discussing the status of, I guess it's the shot clock. So, let's see what they're going to decide to do. And they're going to put it back at 14 where they had it. Here we go. Lady Ravens are going to put it in play. Benedictine with the basketball. Leading by one. Now Kennedy will go three. That one won't go. And a rebound pulled down by William Penn. Benedictine is now 0 for 10 three-point shooting. Penn will take it around to the right side, trailing by one. Out on top with it is going to be Stewart. She'll dish over to the right side, kick it into the corner to Myers, rotates it off on top to Hamas. Now into the left corner is going to be Smith. Penn around the outside, 8 on the shot clock. Raven defense is doing a nice job of preventing the easy look. Here's the top of the key, 3, short. Rebound, Rottinghouse. Here come the Lady Ravens. Inside 8 to go in the half. Benedictine down court. Nicholson or outside the right block to Jacobs. BC still has the starting five out there with 7:45 to go, quarter number 2. Nicholson, Jacobs has the ball stripped out of her hand. Penn's going to steal it away. Back up with it, Lady Statesman. Neither team, and both started scoring in the game well early on, but neither team putting anything on the board here in a while. And now we're going to have a foul occurring on the floor. And is it going to be on Reigns? She's looking around like in amazement and disbelief. I don't think she was maybe the correct target for that one. Nonetheless, it is going to be foul number 2 by Aaliyah Reigns. It'll be Benedictine at team foul 1 of the second quarter. Penn putting it in play. Shot clock goes back to 20. 7:27 to go first half. Scoring has absolutely come to a screeching halt here. So I thought these teams are going to, I thought the over-under at 155 or so was going to work, but it's going to be way under. Skip pass into the left, into the lane, hook shot up and good, and are we going to get one? Yeah. Nice flurry of movement late in that possession by William Penn. The foul is going to be on Jacobs. It'll be, I believe, Jennifer's second, and an opportunity here for Taylor Lawhorn. Doing our paperwork, Jacobs will pick up her second foul. And Taylor Lawhorn is a 6-foot sophomore from Amityville, New York. That name rings a bell, right? Free throw's up and good. She came out of Garden City Community College. Free throw's in, and Lawhorn has three. I've never known anybody from Amityville. 7 minutes to go. First half, Benedictine now trailing at 23-21. From the right side, the three. No. Now 0 for 11. And back up court with it, William Penn. Penn will slide over to the left side, 6:40 and winding along in the second quarter. Lots of time. Here's a three. Looks good. Just a little bit long. Rebound underneath Miss Uraka. Benedictine baseball pass up court. Stork shoots. Can't hit it. Rebound Penn. Benedictine has 2 points in the first 3.5 minutes of the second quarter. 23-21 Statesman. Penn with the basketball. Kato Lahan. She'll go three. No. And a rebound is going to be allowed to go out of play. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. BC will bring it in and walking it slowly up court to the Lady Ravens, Allie Kramer. She'll come right side. Weiser, Josie, top side, Stork. Back onto the left, Kramer. Here's Dubert, misses the three. Ravens now 0 for 12. Back off on top. 5:50 to go in the half. Dubert again will go left side. Now she'll head for the baseline. Kicks it over to Miss Uraka. The long two is an air ball. And Lady Ravens shooting has already gone on the holiday hiatus because they absolutely can hit nothing. And now, as the shot goes up underneath, we're going to have a foul on Stork. Nicole will have her first foul. And the Benedictine shooting numbers have got to be plummeting as they are 0 for 12 three-point shooting, 9 of 25 from the floor. And at the free throw line, Penn, the free throw, no. And even William Penn having a hard time putting any points on the board. Second free throw for the lefty, yes. So Hamas will hit 1 of 2, and William Penn will extend his lead now to 24-21, and 5.5 to go in the first half. Ravens have it left side, Lauren Dubert to Miss Uraka up at a high post. Benedictine with a decided height advantage. Miss Uraka, oh, beautiful backdoor. She's all alone for the layup. Well executed. Kyra tricked her defender and scores her 7th point of the game. 24-23 Penn. Halfway through quarter number two. The long-range shot for Penn misses, but they will get the offensive rebound and rotate it off on top, and now the officials are going to stop play again, and I don't think we are resetting, or we reset, and I think that it missed. It should have not. As this is being corrected, William Penn is going to be allowed to bring Alicia Fagans into the game. Alicia is a 5'4" junior from Grand Prairie, Texas, out of Colorado Northwestern. Inside 5 to go, first half. Around to the right side, 18-footer. Off the side of the rim is no good. Ravens are going to rebound it back down and bring it the other way. Benedictine on the run, over to the left side. Back out on top, it'll come to Kramer. Allie will work it to the point. Little skip pass, Dubert. Left side, Josie. Weiser, hook pass underneath. Stork will back in, dish it over. Miss Uraka, 17 feet, no. Rebound, Stork again on the court a couple of times. Back over to the left. Kramer looking for that first Raven three. Can't hit it. Over 13. And back down with the basketball will come William Penn. Statesman up the floor, 4:15 to go in the opening half. Penn leads the Ravens by a single point. Here's Bacon. Should dish it left side. Goes to Faith Pooch. Down the right side of the lane. The defense steps in. She'll kick it on top. Now the pass on top. Stolen. Here comes Kramer. She's going to outrun her defender. Have the uncontested layup and put it in, putting Benedictine back in front. Allie Kramer has six. Lady Ravens go up 25-24. 3:50 left in the half. A game that started off very offensive-minded is not that anymore. 25-24. 3.5 left second quarter. Aaliyah Myers for William Penn. We'll take it to the right side. Go all the way to the baseline and score. Aaliyah Myers has six. Penn goes back in front at 26-25. This single-digit game has got the lead trading hands almost every trip now. And Mr. Rocket goes up for the shot. A much smaller defender gets in front of her, and Mr. Rocket kind of reels a little bit, very much selling the foul. Foul for Taylor Lawhorn. And it'll be the first second quarter foul by William Penn. Not a lot of fouls in this game. Only player with more than one is Jennifer Jacobs with two. Kyra, one of two at the free throw line, and that one is going to be short. Miss Uraka has 7 points already this afternoon, and with 3:14 to go in the opening half, Benedictine trails by one. Kyra can tie this thing up. And won't get it. Rebound, Penn. Statesman comes down with the board on this. Second miss free throw. Leading by one, 3 minutes to go, first half. Penn will run it over to the right side, back it away, the open threes off the window, wide left, Miss Uraka rebounds it off the floor, and up with it is Brueggemann. Riley swings to the right, cross court it goes Josie. She'll go three, is this it? No, 0-13, 0-14 now. And back up with it will come Penn. The drive left, the stop of the block, the kick on top, the wide open shot, air ball, it's 2 feet short of the rim. Goes out of bounds on a hop, and Benedictine will have it in deep in the backcourt. These two teams act tired. I don't know. It's just like they don't have the old, quite the spring in the step. They're not getting quite enough lift and push on the shot, and we're at 2.5 to go first half. Miss Uraka in a game for the first time for the Ravens is Riley Wade, and now we have a whistle away from the basketball. That is going to be a William Penn foul. It'll be on Mercer Roberts. She will be the first Penn player to pick up a second foul. And it'll be Statesman foul two of the quarter. 2:26 to go, first half. Here's Riley Wade to Brueggemann. Back over to Riley. She'll hit for the baseline, nearly travels, looks for Miss Uraka, turns it over, Wade with the turnover, and up the floor to basketball is going to be Aaliyah Myers for Penn. And her pass in the middle knocked away by Benedictine. Ravens are going to fly down the floor. Here's Dubert. Skip pass, Brueggemann. Back in the middle, and the Ravens are going to throw it away. That was a beautiful play, okay. That was a running down the court. A full up-court bounce pass through two defenders. And we're going to get a timeout. Two teams need to probably take a minute, settle themselves down. We're going to take a break as the coaches try to get them to do that. We're 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the opening half here in Atchison. Ladies basketball. Benedictine trails William Penn, 26-25.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Still huddled up around the respective coaching stands. We have 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the opening half of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys coming up after this one with an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off. Hey, come on up. Watch this game. The ladies' game, the guys' game at 4. Free admission up here at the Nolan. Students, on the holiday hiatus. And so, nice to see so many people from the community and fans and friends. And here's a driving layup by Penn coming out of the timeout that is up and good by Mercier Roberts. Penn goes up now 28-25. We're down to a minute 47 to play first half. Here's Riley Brueggemann over to the left side. Top side it goes. The feet underneath for Miss Uraka. It's batted away from her. Scrubbing for the ball on the floor. And look at a jump ball called possession. William Penn. On the floor for BC right now is going to be Brueggemann and Hubert, Weiser, Wade, Miss Uraka. No starters on the floor right now for Coach Chad Folsom. Penn will bring it up across the timeline, a little outlet pass to the 28-foot mark, and then back out on top. Benedictson doubling up the basketball again. Here's a long cross-court pass. The feet into the lane. It's got to be batted free. It's on the floor. Stolen back by Penn, and the follow shot is good by Allie Stewart. 30-25. Benedictson trails by five with a minute 10 to go in the half. Weiser to Dubert. Mr. Rocker, right side of the free throw line. Back it goes again to Dubert, and as her shot is blocked, a foul is called on Mercier Roberts. And Roberts is jammed up. I think it's going to be her third. So Mercier Roberts probably going to be coming off the floor. She's the 6-foot senior from South Carolina. And at the free throw line for Benedictine, it's going to be Dubert. Her shot is up and good. Lauren Dubert, an 83-plus percent free throw shooter on the season, comes off the bench averaging double-figure scoring, and she will hit both of those. Those are her first 2 points today. Lady Ravens are back to within three at 30-27. And Penn will bring it in the backcourt. Josie Weiser will check out. We're going to get Kennedy Nicholson in for Benedictine. Over to the left side for Penn is Leah Myers. Leah eases over to the left side, guarded by Kennedy. She comes to the top, the switch off, back out on top, the three, way short again by William Penn. And here's the kind of the crazy thing is we're going to get a Penn foul in the backcourt by Trevor Lahan, her second foul. It's kind of the crazy thing. Those pin shots coming up short, typically that's done by a team who's going from a smaller gym to a bigger one and having trouble, you know, getting that depth perception. Well, Penn plays up in the Penn gym, a mammoth, cavernous building, and they come into the much more typical, defined walls of the Nolan gym here, and yet they're having trouble getting the range. 16 seconds, 15 seconds left in the half. Benedictine with the basketball, a three to tie. Shot clock at 8. 1 second behind the game clock. The turnaround to the middle is going to be up and good for Nicole Stork. And Penn will hurry. The three-pointer at the buzzer. It's gone off the window. Oh, what a shot by Faith Brutzer, third three. And we are at halftime. They're counting that bucket. We're taking a break. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. In Atchison, Kansas, at the half, the William Penn Lady Statesman 33, Benedictine 29.
Much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Bakes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Bakes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
coming out of the floor, warming up for their 4 o'clock tip-off game. Going to be coming up next on Care Radio, but right now with the women's team at halftime, let's recap that first half. For William Penn, leading the way with 9 points, Faith Pooch. And that 9 includes that buzzer beater that was wide to the left side, hit the backboard and carom perfectly through the bottom of the net. So Faith with 9. 7 for Allie Stewart, 6 each for Aaliyah Myers and Alyssa Hamas. 3 in the first half, Taylor Lahan, and 2 by Mercier Roberts. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, coming in off the bench and leading the way, double figures in the first half for Nicole Stork with 10. 7 for Kyra Mischiraka. Allie Kramer with a half a dozen, and then 2 apiece for Lauren Dubert, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Roddinghouse. Benedictine continues to struggle, shooting the ball. They're 12 of 31 in the first half, including 0 for 14 three-point shooting in the first half. Penn, 13 of 34 and 4 of 14. Not very good from the outside either, but enough to stake them to a 4-point halftime lead. Fouls for the Lady Ravens, Jacobs and Raines with 2 apiece. No one else with more than 1. For Penn, 3 on Mercier Roberts. Taylor Lahan with 2. Stick around. Second half coming up live here on Kid Radio, then the guys' game. That said, we're going to take a break. It's halftime. Intermission score, William Penn, 33. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 29. We're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Hi, this is Carly with BMP Propane. At BMP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BMP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball live from the Nolan with Tom Kautz. Coming up on Tuesday on the Care Country Sports Calendar, we've got Benedictine College hosting Baker, 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Join us for Sports Look right about 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference right now in women's basketball, we have some finals to report. It was Peru State over Culver Stockton with a final score of Peru State 67, Culver Stockton 60. Graceland beat Park earlier today with a final score of Graceland 64, Park Ladies 61. In the Mount Mercy Bakers game, it was Mount Mercy at 78 points to Bakers 52. Clark beat Mid-American Nazarene with a final score of Clark Ladies 67, Mid-American Nazarene 54. At the half in this game, we've got Grandview Central Methodist game, it is Grandview 37, Central Methodist 30. And in this game, we've got William Penn leading the Ravens 33-29. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the men's score in games in action.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some feastivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. 'Tis Nachos Navidad season only at Taco John's.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taking a look at the men's scores in games in action around the Heart of America Athletic Conference at the start of the second, Midwest American Nazarene is leading Clark 40-32. Mount Mercy is trailing Baker at the start of the second, 45-35. In the Graceland Park game, it's a tighter game right now with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first. It is Park at 21, Graceland 17. At the half in the Culver Stockton Peru State game, Culver Stockton is on top, 32-27. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast. Heart of America appears to be on my mind.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 43. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. 28 tonight, mainly cloudy. High of 50 tomorrow.
Lots of sunshine and dry Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Upper 30s Monday. Upper 40s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And from the Care Country Studios in downtown Atchison, this is Joseph Kerr. Right now it's 40 degrees in Atchison. It feels like 33 out there. Wind out of the north, northwest at 12 miles per hour. Relative humidity 90%. The dew point 37 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 30.03 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
To the Ralph Miller Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where it's part of America Athletic Conference college basketball. Today on Care Radio, ladies game getting set to go to the second half with the visitors from William Penn in Oskaloosa, Iowa, out in front 33-29. Welcome back, Joseph. He's our guy in the studio. Here's the production and the engineering and the board off stuff and all kinds of diodes and gizmos and capacitors and stuff. I don't even know. Don't even know what it all is, but he makes it work, and we appreciate him for all of that, Joseph. Thank you. Tom Kautz with the here courtside. Both teams have come out of their respective locker rooms. The Lady Statesman out first. The Benedictine ladies have just come back out on the floor. And as you look at the first half stats, for Benedictine, it gets really simple. You've got to put it in the basket. They're doing a lot of things well. They're doing some important things that lead you to win, like not committing a ton of fouls. They have not done that. They have not turned it over very much today. 7 first-half turnovers, you know, a livable kind of a number. But what they have not done is shoot the ball as well as they are more than capable of doing. Benedictine in the opening half, 12 of 31 shooting the ball. That is a chilly, what, 39%, but 0 for 14 3-point shooting. Benedictine is also 5 of 8, hitting 63% at the free throw line. Betty Ravens have also out-rebounded William Penn to the tune of 24-17, 5 of those offensive rebounds. So those are the kind of things that you want to see happen, and so for BC, getting the ball to fall in is kind of the key. And as a coach, certainly we've talked to Coach Moody about it with the guys. They've had some games where it just wouldn't fall for them. And certainly there's the frustration of that, because as a coach, you can put everybody in the right place and get them to do the right things, but you can't put the ball in the basket for them. Sure, Coach Folsom talked to his team and just reassure them at halftime. Hey, you're doing the right stuff. Continue to play the way you're playing with the heart and the intensity, and you're going to be just fine. Benedictine in no foul trouble as we go into the second half, as Jennifer Jacobson and Leah Range each have two, but no other Benedictine player with more than one personal foul. You know, talking about Mercier Roberts and the great first half she's had for William Penn, well, Mercier is the reigning player of the week in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. She had 26 points and 13 rebounds. And a Statesman win, 58-54 over Baker last week. She's been in double figures for 8 of their team's games this season, including the last 3. And in the last 3, she's averaging 17 points. So, we've been bringing in the reigning conference player of the week here this afternoon. Lauren Dubert, well, I tell you what, she's been excellent for Benedictine, and she's led BC in scoring the last couple of games, 15 against Grandview, and then 19 the other night, Wednesday night at Valley. She's a 7-12 shooter for 3 in the last 2 games, has 18 three-pointers so far this season. Here's the Ravens with the ball to begin the second half, and a quick feed into the middle, and the turnaround is going to be up and good for Riley Rodinghouse. And Riley goes to 4 points on the afternoon. Benedictson scores first in the second half. It is 33-31. And Penn into the front court will step on the sideline. Ravens will have it back, and at 9:36 to go, just basically 20 seconds into the second half, BC has the ball and a chance to tie or take back the lead. Lady Ravens have the original five. Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer with Jennifer Jacobs, Olivia Raines, and Riley Rodinghouse on the floor. Similarly, William Penn. And we're going to have another foul on Jennifer Jacobs. And again, it's off the ball. It'll be her third. And she's going to come right back out. She was in the game for 33 seconds. Before picking up that third foul. 9:20 to go in the third. Penn back up court with the basketball. So Jennifer on the bench has not scored yet this afternoon. And BC's been looking at her to score. She's been good, averaging double figures. Here's a baseline three for Penn off the rim once, twice, no rebounds, gonna be slapped out, and it'll be swept away by Rodinghouse. Here comes Benedictine. Talk to Riley Rodinghouse's grandparents coming into the game today. They were walking in as I had come in, traveling down from Nemaha County. So it's good to see family and friends attending these games. Good opportunity here on a Saturday afternoon. Ball's going to get away and get out of bounds. It'll come back to William Penn. Lady Ravens continue to trail in this one, 33-31. 8 minutes and 40 seconds ago in the third quarter. Penn with the basketball into the forecourt, down the right side with it. It's going to come Aaliyah Myers. Myers will dish it back over to the left side, deep into the corner to Faith. Boots will bring it out on top, gets it there to Myers once again, playing it at the point, working against Allie Kramer. The shot clock goes to single digits. Allie Stewart will take it around to the left side, gets it there to Myers, drives into the lane, runner up, no, rebound, followed up, no, rebound, body's on the floor, it's going to go out of bounds. And if this the first starts pointing one way, then points the other, it will be Lady Raven basketball. The season ticket appreciation dinner seating is still up and intact on the south end of the gym, so it takes a minute for them to track the basketball down and hit the tables, and we're back to play. Now here's a quick shot up and in by Raines, and then Raines runs into Rodinghouse, and she may be hurt. Back on the other end of the court, the driving layup is going to be up and good, and we're going to stop play. Allie Stewart will hit that bucket. Raines had hit one on the other end of the floor. That tied the game at 33. And now the bucket for Penn pushes them right back in front, 35-33 at 7:57 to go. And that was friendly fire right there with 7:57 to go. Third quarter. Out of the game is Rodinghouse. They're giving her a look over there. The trainers are. May have gotten a bloody nose. Thinks maybe took a shoulder. Into the middle. Benedictine has brought Miss Urraca into the game. Raines thinking about the three. Can't get the shot away. We'll drive down to the baseline. Feeds over to Kyra, who misses the bunny. Back it goes to Raines. Kicks it off on top. Stewart. Left side, Nicholson. Kennedy drives. Feeds into the lane. Miss Urraca wasn't ready. Goes to Raines with it. Misses the layup. Rebound, Kennedy. Goes up and misses the layup. Now there's going to be a foul call. Raven. Just having a hard time getting the ball to fall in. Fortunately for Benedictine, in the midst of all of that, a foul is going to be called on Penn's Mercia Roberts, and now she is off the floor as that will be foul number four for her. And a free throw rattles home for Kennedy Nicholson. That is her first point today. Kennedy looks it over, and that one rims all the way around and out. No good. Penn rebounds it down. 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Penn up floor with it. It's going to be Aaliyah Myers. Kicks it left side to Allie Stewart. Back over to the edge. A little bit of motion now. Faith will have it. Goes right side of the lane. Comes off on top. The three looks good and is good. Allie Stewart hits it from outside. She's got a dozen. It is now 38-34. Lady Ravens down four. And Benedictine will turn it over down to the baseline. Pushing the ball down there, getting there pretty fast, and just a little mishandling of the ball. BC has trailed by as many as five this afternoon at 30-25. They have led by as many as six when they got out to a 6-0 start at the very onset of the ball game. 6:41 to go in the third quarter, pinned with the basketball. The driving shot is going to be a little bit soft. Rebounding down to Cole Stewart. Benedictine up court with it. Kramer will go down the right side, backs all the way down the side of the lane, cross the baseline, pass out on top. Nicholson for three, and the Ravens break the ice. Kennedy Nicholson knocks it down, and after missing their first 15, Benedictine hits a three-point shot, and as quickly as that, are back to within one. Here's a three on the other end, not going to go. And back up the court is William Penn. Boy, for the Ravens, got to feel good to get that three-point shot to go. And now the miss, and on the rebound, Ms. Jiraka pulls it away from Taylor Lawhorn, and then Taylor, in an effort to get it back, is going to pick up a personal foul. It'll be her third, and that will be Penn team foul two. In the third quarter, 5:48 to go in the third. This Jiraka's going to take the ball way out on top. Ravens have cleared everybody out, basically above the free throw line. Gets it back to Allie Kramer. Kramer plays off the screen by Miss Jiraka. Feeds underneath. Reigns will fade, shoot, and score. Aaliyah Reigns, you get her underneath. Even though the players are largely bigger than her, she is just so quick and does such a good job of getting herself in a good position. She hits those shots that... perimeter shot is up for Penn and no good. Ravens rebound it down. BC's going to push it up the floor. Outlet to Reigns. Give her two more. Give Reigns the backup. But that was a beautiful outlet pass by Allie Kramer. And as the Ravens take a lead, we take a timeout. 5 minutes and 14 seconds ago. We're in the third quarter here in Ashes of Kansas. Benedictine 41, William Penn 38.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Welcome back to the Nolan. When we come out of the timeout and William Penn comes up floor with it, they'll launch a quick three. No. Offensive board. No. And a foul by Nicole Stewart. We'll put Penn at the free throw line for a couple of shots. Nicole's going to pick up her second foul of the game. A couple of third quarter fouls now for the Lady Ravens. And at the stripe for William Penn is Aaliyah Myers. It's her first free throw today, and she'll make it count. Aaliyah Myers is a 69.1% free throw shooter. And the second one does not go in. Ms. Jiraka boards it down, and Benedictine taking it the other way. Dubert, up court pass, anticipated and stolen. Back up with the will come pin. Allie Stewart with the pick of that up court pass. And the Ravens back on defense. Little bumping, little pushing, little shoving, little foul on Lauren Dubert. Lauren will have her first team foul three for the Lady Ravens. Still 4:44 to go in quarter number three. Penn taking his time, getting out of bounds, and the tip of the game not particularly fast right now. Inbound it comes. A quick first step. Gets an open layup, and a bucket by Taylor Lawhine gives her five. It is 41-41. The game even with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine coming in 7-4 and 5-2 in the conference. Penn coming in 3-9, only 2-6 in the heart. They would love a road upset over Benedictine here today. The three for Nicholson gets another one. Kennedy Nicholson drops it in from outside. BC goes in front now, 44-41. The shot on the other end, no. The offensive rebound and another foul on Nicole Stork. There's six sets. They're going to call that on Kyra. So Kyra Misiraka will pick up her first foul on that. A little beneficial to Benedictine because Stork would have had her third. Now both Stork and Misiraka out of the ball game. Going to get Riley Wade in, and coming back in is going to be Riley Roddinghouse, so it's good to see that she is okay. And the first free throw by Alyssa Hamas is good. That makes her 3 out of 4 at the free throw line this afternoon. This one makes her 4 out of 5. 44-43. Benedictine by a point. Inside 4 to go in the third quarter. Riley Wade goes left side. Reigns. Underneath, Roddinghouse stripped away from her, picked up by Penn, and quickly up the floor will come Aaliyah Myers. Penn with the basketball. Wide open, deep in the right corner. Somebody missed an assignment, falling into the lane. The shot is going to be up a little bit short. The rebound is going to be off the floor, and in the flurry of the backcourt, a Penn player is on the floor, and she's going to be calling for a foul. So William Penn will pick up the personal foul. And it is going to be on Taylor Lawhon. She's in trouble with 4. And I'm surprised to see her still on the court. In the middle, the shot, Roddinghouse. Off the window and no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Allie Stewart. Penn back up court with it. Benedictine by 1. William Penn with the basketball. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. This game coming down to the final moment. You can feel it. A very long 3. Too strong. Rebound. Pull down Dubert. Here comes Lauren. Up the floor, it's a 3-on-3 break. Dubert will drive all the way to the baseline, continue to dribble and circle it out on top. Now skip it over just outside the right block. Back and in is going to be Roddinghouse. Squares up, puts a shot up, and from behind, a foul is going to be called on Alyssa Hamas. It'll be her first foul. You heard that loud howl from the background. That came from head coach Joe McKinstry of William Penn, because he did not in any way agree with that foul call. Penn is going to bring Amaria Turner into the game for the first time this evening, or this afternoon, out of Des Moines, Iowa. She came from Kirkwood Community College. The 6'1" sophomore in the free throw is up and good for Riley Roddinghouse. That is her 5th point today. 45-43, Benedictine by a pair. Miranda can make it one more with 3:03 to go in the third, and does. 46-43, Lady Raven. In up the floor and across the timeline. Hamas will go left side. Way back out on top to Myers. She's right between the circles. Goes left side, crossing at the free throw line. Now the kick on top. The baseline 3 drains it. And that is Aaliyah Meyer for 3. Her first 3 of the game. We're evening in now at 46. 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine out on top is Reigns. Right side it goes to Kennedy. Nicholson, Dubert, Wade, Reigns, Roddinghouse. The 5 out there for Coach Chad Folsom. Here's BC going in. Reigns will fall away. Puts an off-balance shot up, and it will not go down for her. Rebound cleared away by Myers, who brings it up the floor. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. In with the basketball in a tie game at 46. Little backdoor pass. The kick to the left side. The wide open 3 is knocked down. Faith Hunt's from way outside. She's got a dozen on 4 threes. And it's 49-46. 10 with a minute 47 to go. Third quarter. Nicholson will kick it over. Roddinghouse baseline left. Won't go. Rebound 10. Outlet pass up the floor. Little collision. The easy layup. It's up and good. Putz with 2 more. And the Ravens have given up. Now 8-0. Run, and they're going to take a timeout talking about it. We're taking the break. Jones up with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter here in Atchison. Penn is on a roll. It's Statesman 51, Benedictine 46.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
In the last 1:08, William Penn is on an 8-0 run against Benedictine, and BC is going to bring Josie Weiser in as they come out on the floor, and Josie's pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Penn with a basketball lead again now by 5. That equals their largest lead of the game. Here's a runner right side, no good, foul by Dubert. And Lauren will have her second foul tonight. I keep saying tonight when I realize it's only 3:15 in the afternoon, but no window. It's kind of tricky. You get that nighttime feeling inside. Oh, the gym really got quiet. Is the free throw by Faith is good. Urbandale, Iowa native, 5'8" junior, Faith Hoots will have her 15th point, and that one 16. And Penn has its largest lead of the game at 53-46 with a 7 to play in the third quarter. Ravens are now down 7. And Penn is now on a, that was what, 43-10 run. BC topside with it. Kramer cuts to the right, strips to the floor, picked up by Penn. Here come the Lady Statesmen. Kramer still on the floor in the backcourt. Now she kind of hobbles her way into the front half. She is not 100%. Now Penn is just going to kind of hold up the ball. 16, 15, 14 to go on the shot clock. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Penn rolling it down now to single digits. Topside Myers jumps it right. The three for Poots. Does it go? Ravens rebound. Pulled down by Roddinghouse, and Kramer going to fight through it, brings it up. Here's Josie. Starts in, loses the handle, goes to Kramer, goes 3. No. Rebound. Penn. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Half court shot at the buzzer. It was way too close. And 3 quarters done here in the Nolan Gymnasium. We'll be back for the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. The score, William Penn 53, Benedictine 46.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Three quarters, William Penn has got a couple of players in double-figure scoring, led by Faith Boots with 16, and a dozen for Allie Stewart. Alia Myers right behind him with 9, and Alyssa Hamas with 8 for Benedictine. One player in double-figure scoring, that is, thank you, Nicole Stork. Nicole has 10. There you go. Nicole with 10. 8 for Alia Raines, 7 apiece. Kennedy Nicholson and Kyra Mishiraka, 6 apiece. Riley Roddinghouse and Allie Kramer. Kennedy Nicholson broke that Benedictine 3-point drought as the Lady Ravens missed their first 15 3-point shots and are now 2 of 19 from the outside. We go to the fourth quarter, and for the Lady Ravens, out of the floor, who are we going to have out there? We got Riley Brueggemann and Josie Weiser. got Lauren Dubert, Kyra Misuraca, and Jennifer Jacobs is back out there. Jennifer battling some foul issues here tonight. She's got three, picked her third foul up literally seconds into the third quarter and has been sitting out since, so she should be well rested. Pinned with the basketball, and they are up by seven. The driving shot, they're up by nine. Just taking it right to the rack and putting it in. Faith Poots, 18 points. She's putting on a bit of an exhibition here today. It's 55-46. Lady Ravens have got a hill to climb with 9:20 to play in the game. Three-point shot up Josie, no good. Rebounding it in is going to be pinned. Here comes the Lady Statesman from the right side. They'll go three. That one doesn't go. Rebound on top, Dubert. And Benedictine coming back the other way. The lob down to the left side for Jacobs. Takes the baseline, way short. Rebounding down is going to be pinned. And they will patiently come up the court. We've got Coach McKinstry on his feet, throwing his arms in the air, telling his team, okay, you don't have to stop. We don't want you to stop it, but we want you to be slow and patient and methodical, making some good decisions here. Do not be in a hurry. 13 on the shot clock for Penn. They're in front by 9. 55-46. Driving shot is up. Blocked Misuraca. Picked up Jacobs. Ravens up the floor. Here comes Brueggemann. Look away pass left side. Dubert for three. No. Rebound. Put back up and in. Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs gets her first point of the game, and we take a timeout. Taking a break with the Ravens. Joseph at 8:29 to go in the game. Statesman 55, Lady Ravens 48.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Bates at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Bates, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Timeout. It's Brueggemann, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Misuraca for Benedictine. Stewart, Turner, Hamas, Fagans, and Poots in a game for William Penn. Statesman with the basketball, leading it by seven. And we've got 8:15 to go in the game. Penn works outside, comes up with a three they want, and hits it. Allie Stewart, that'll be her third three and her 15th point. And a 10-point Penn lead, 58-48, 8 minutes to go. Benedictine over to the left side. They'll lob underneath. J.J., left-hand shot. Nope. Rebound missed. Uraka just powers it away and then misses the follow. But a good rebound by Brueggemann. Benedictine will get another chance. Miss Uraka, shot blocked. Kyra to the floor, and she was blocked and then knocked to the ground by a much smaller defender. And the foul is going to be on Amaria Turner. Amaria's first foul of the game. It'll be the team's first fourth quarter foul. Amaria Turner, the 6'1 sophomore out of Des Moines. At the free throw line, Kyra Misuraca. Kyra is 1 of 4 today, and that one's nice. She doesn't get a lot of loft on it, doesn't lob that thing up. It's kind of a little, kind of a flat trajectory, but we'll have her 8th point today. The gym's quiet, as the second one is good as well. 9 points for Misuraca. 58-50. That was going to take 80 to win this game. It's probably going to take 65. Here's the baseline pass. And stepping down on the paint is going to be William Penn. Penn is going to rotate Aisha Fagans back off the floor. And as Fagans comes off, Mercier Roberts returns. Got Thomas out there. Ravens have a left side. Josie to feed in the middle. Jacobs out on top. The three will not go in for Brueggemann. And Benedictine is going to tip it around, but it'll be saved by Faith. And Penn comes up court with it. Now she'll lose it. Goes headlong trying to save the ball. And Benedictine is going to get it back off the turnover. Tell you what, I think Faith Poots is not completely bought into this game. She went headlong, looked like Superman, man. She was like stretched out, flying through the air, trying to pick that ball back up and save her from getting out of bounds, but could not. 7-11 to go in the game. You see how lucky that is for one of these teams, as Benedictine is looking at an 8-point deficit. And again, it's really, really quiet. Lady Ravens putting it in play, and Riley Brueggemann brings it up court. Brueggemann with the basketball, skips it over to Dubert on the right side. And the driving shot by Lauren is up and good. And that is her 4-point, her first field goal today. 58-52, BC started the battle back. 6:50 to go in there within six. So, for all intents and purposes, they made it a 2-possession William Penn lead. Pace will start to the right side. Dish it back off on top to Leah Myers. Running shot up and good. Allie Stewart. What a game she's having. 17 points for Allie Stewart. And it's 60-52. 6.5 to go. Benedictine down. Right side. Out on top. Brueggemann's three. Won't go again. And on the rebound, let's see where the foul comes. The whistle. The official saying, someone fouled someone, and it's going to be Allie Stewart. First foul by Allie Stewart, and the second by Penn here in the fourth quarter. And here's the crazy thing. Benedictine is third in the conference coming into the game today. Made three-pointers. They're averaging over 7 a game. But today they've come very, very grudgingly. But there's one up and in by Lauren Dubert. And it's 60-55, and the Ravens now cut that to a 5-point differential. 6 minutes to play. Baseline three on the other end. Nope. Rebound, Kyra. BC coming the other way. Lady Ravens on the run. Looking over her shoulder into the forecourt comes Brueggemann. She'll roll it around to the left side, pull up above the key. Top side is going to go to Miss Chiraca. Way out high above the circle. Left side again to Brueggemann. She will look underneath. Gets it there to Reigns. Dishes it back from 16. Miss Chiraca. Nope. Rebound underneath. Brueggemann had it. Lost it. Penn picked it up. A little travel, but no whistle calls. And up with it will come the Lady Statesman. Aaliyah Myers will slow it down and walk it across the midcourt stripe at 5.5 to go in the ball game. Myers will work her way to the left side. Benedictine will stay with that player defense. The lob deep into the right corner. It'll be handled down low by Faith. Back out topside. It comes to Myers as the shot clock hits the single digits. 8 seconds, 7. Myers right side. Poots. Now into the corner they go. Thomas turns, shoots, missed it. Charged in. The offensive foul called on William Penn. And I've got Coach McKinstry talking to one of the officials. He's just not real fond of that call. Thomas will have her second foul of the game. Penn's second foul of the fourth quarter. Benedictine is going to make a trio of substitutions, and we'll just reset the Lady Raven five as Coach Folsom has four of his starting five out there with Kennedy Nicholson and Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, Allie Kramer, out of the floor with Nicole Stork. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. They'll feed to Jacobs. Backdoor pass. The shot. Up and good, Kramer. Allie Kramer with eight. Oh, an assist for Jacobs. And it's now 60-57, and Benedictine back to within a score with 4:45 to play. We're right back to a ball game. A moment ago, Lady Ravens down 10. Here's a deep three for Penn from the right side and Faith Poots. That is her fifth three this afternoon. And it's 63-57. 4:25 to play. And again, Benedictine got to realize they do not have to get this all back on one possession. They can work the ball a little bit. Underneath is going to be Reigns. She'll get it up and in time. Aaliyah Reigns with 10. 63-59. 4:10 to go in the game. Oh, we got a great finish coming up here. Aaliyah Myers for the Statesman comes up. They'll work the perimeter very patiently now. Jacobs holding down in the lane defensively for Benedictine. 7 on the shot clock. Penn not going to go for the shot. Myers will square up for 3, wide to the right. And Jennifer comes down with a board, kicks it over to Kramer, and Alley brings up the floor. Benedictin has the ball with 3.5 to go, down 4. Out on top, Jacobs. It is on its way. Give her the 3. I thought her toe was on the line, but they're going to say 3 for Jennifer. And Benedictin is within a point. It is 63-62. And now, are we going to have a stop of play? They're looking for the video. They're trying to decide if it was a 3 or if it was a 2. And I'm here to tell you, Adam, wasn't that 2? Wasn't she a 2 on the line? Did she have a 2 on the line out there, you think? Yeah. They're going to walk over and give it a look. The official on the far side, kind of behind the play, at the top, immediately indicated 3, but she was straight away at the top of the key. I thought maybe, I mean, it's not like the toe was across the line, but it was just on the paint. So by 2 inches, probably, this, I think, is going to be called a 2-point shot for Jennifer Jacobs. They're going to take a little bit of time to look at it. The Benedictine guys team is headed into the locker room now. The Penn men's team is going through some pregame stretches and warm-up work as we're not that far away from the men's game. We're anticipating a 4 o'clock start. Say what, Joseph, we're going to be pretty close to it here today. It's a rainy kind of a very late October, November-ish kind of a day outside. Goodness is, it is in the 40s, so it's not freezing. The precip coming down is rainy. It's a great afternoon to be in the gym and taking in some very high-quality college basketball. And this guy's game, this should be a dandy. Officials continue to confer out in the center circle. And here's the deal. When this group confers, there's nothing hasty about it. They take the time and they talk it all over. And they're going to give her the 3. How about that? We'll take it. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play. And again, when the call is made out of the floor, the video does not definitively indicate that it was something different. You'll go with the call. Ravens trail by 1. It's down by 10, 4.5 minutes ago. Here's Penn with the basketball. They'll work it over to the left side. 3:15 to play. Clinging to a single-point lead. To the left is going to be Myers. She'll take it above the free throw line. To the right, the 3. It's online, too strong. Rebound on the floor, out of bounds. Which way? Goes to Penn. 7 on the shot clock. And they're asking for that to be reset to 20. Statesman basketball, 3:02 to go in the game. 20 on the shot clock. It is a 1-point Penn lead. Myers is going to bring it in. The baseline is going to be knocked away and picked up off the floor, stolen by Allie Kramer. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens run. Kramer dishes off underneath. Range turns, twists, shoots, dumps it over, and the bucket by Nicole Stork. The assist to Aaliyah Raines, and the Ravens are in front. 64-63. Benedictine has raced back from a 10-point deficit to take a lead with 2:40 to play. BC in front of the home crowd. Back over to the left side. It goes out on top to Faith. Penn has shown great ability to shoot from the perimeter. They can put points on the board. They're going to need some on this trip down. The feed into the middle is on the floor, and Kennedy Nicholson comes up with a steal. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson down the floor. Dishes it left. Range. She'll go 3. No. And a rebound to Penn. Thomas with the board. 2:10 left in the game. Penn with the basketball, down 1. How big is that half-court shot at the buzzer to end the half? That is a huge one now. Here's a 3. No. Rebound. Aaliyah Raines. Now Coach Folsom is on his feet, holding his hands in the air, telling his team to slow it down, run the offense. Minute 50 to go in the game. 64-63, Benedictine by 1. Top side with it is going to be Aaliyah Raines. She'll hand it over now to Nicole Stork. Stork out between the circles to Ali Kramer. Kramer dumps it to the right side to Jennifer. Jacobs back top side. Stork left side. It goes Kramer. Shot clock at 7. Here's Kennedy for the long three. Boom! Kennedy Nicholson, the third three of the game. Penn taking a timeout. We're taking a break. It's a minute 28 left in the game. Benedictson 67, William Penn 63.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We've got in store for this ladies' game this afternoon. Pleased to have you joining us for that. 67-63, Benedictson. The Lady Ravens, with 8 minutes to go in the ballgame, trailed by 10. Since then, they have outscored Penn, let's do the math, 19-5, and they lead again with a minute 28 to play. On the court for Penn, Poots, Myers, Thomas, Stewart, and Roberts. For Benedictson, Stork, Reigns, Jacobs, Kramer, Nicholson. Here comes William Penn. Up the floor, Leah Myers. She's been an integral cog for this team today. Driving to the baseline right, and Ravens going to commit a foul. Reigns got tricked a little bit, kind of left her feet and leaned in. Leah will have her third foul today. And coming to the line for William Penn. And this is what Penn needs, a chance to score points with no time running off the clock. It'll be Faith Poots up there. She's got 5 3-point shots, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, has 21 and can't hit the first free throw. One more shot coming up for Faith. 5'8" junior from Iowa. Second free throw is good. And the Ravens lead now 67-64. And we've got a minute 13 left. Benedictson topside, Reigns hands it over to Stork. Back over comes to Kramer. Stork, left side, Reigns. She wants Jacobs. We'll take it herself. Go across to the right side. Kramer was going to take the three and pull it back in. Push pass into the lane. The shot for Jacobs, and she misses the point-blank layup. Jennifer Jacobs does not capitalize on the opportunity, and Benedictson leading up by 3. With 40 seconds to go, Penn is up the floor. Topside for the tie. It's off the mark, wide left, out of bounds on 2 hops. And Benedictson, again, will track down the basketball. And it will come back to the Lady Ravens from deep in the backcourt. Now you can expect Penn to more aggressively defend. They're going to be committing some fouls. They have 3 fourth quarter fouls already. They're going to be fouling here with 36 seconds to go in the ballgame. And Benedictson up 3. Stork will inbound. Brings it to Kramer. She will outrun her defender into the forecourt. Take it down the right side. Pulls up a dribble. Skips it down into the corner. And before BC runs any more time off the clock, Coach Chad Folsom takes the BC timeout. Taking a break with him. 29 seconds left in the game. Timeout on the floor. Ravens leading William Penn 67-64.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
The Lady Ravens have stormed back. They have hit 5 of the last 7 shots and have kept Penn from scoring a field goal in over 4 minutes now. We're down to 29 seconds of play in the game. Benedictson in front, 67-64. They'll be putting the ball in play with 24 seconds on the shot clock. And the question for Penn is, who commits the foul and who are they going to be fouling? They will not necessarily be putting somebody at the line, as they've committed three team fouls so far. Reigns will be doing the inbound. Reigns, Stork, Jacobs, Kramer, Nicholson on the floor for BC. Reigns brings it in to Kramer. Allie goes left side to Stork. She's up high. Skips it over to Reigns. Top side, Kennedy. Baseline right. The feed in the middle of Stork. Gets it. Stork for two more. She's got 14. 69-64. Benedictine at 14 seconds left. Penn in trouble. Goes down. Shot up, missing. Rebound. Followed up and in. Knocking it down to the right side is going to be Mercier Roberts. And we're going to have a Penn timeout. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here with 7 seconds to play in the ballgame. Bowie and Penn, the strategy, I think, is pretty straightforward. You're down three, 7 seconds to go. You have no option but to commit a foul. And even at that, you're not going to get really what you want. You'd like to put Benedictine maybe at the line and hope they miss some free throws. Up three, you can't afford to give up one. Or you really get really, really aggressive. You're trying to pick up the ball. You try to come up with a steal. You screen somebody off and see if you can come up with a loose basketball. And if you commit a foul, it's not going to hurt you because, again, Benedictine is not shooting yet, as William Penn has only three fourth-quarter fouls. And again, for the Lady Ravens, it's going to be the same five. Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Stork. Nicole Stork will do the inbounding. Benedictine will have it into the backcourt. Bounce pass comes into Kramer, and she is chased out from behind and her jersey grab, like you're playing flag football. 6 seconds to go as the foul is going to be on Leah Myers. That'll only be her first foul today. And Penn, team foul four. So the next foul will have BC at the line. And once again, it'll be Nicole Stork in the backcourt, inbounding it from the baseline. She'll bring it in on the right side. Reigns, or Ravens into the forecourt. Right side, Nicholson. She's in the edge, and the Ravens are going to run it out. Final score this afternoon. Women's college basketball, Benedictine 69. William Penn, 66. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
tremendously exciting game in the Nolan Gymnasium this afternoon as the Benedictine Lady Ravens find themselves trailing by double digits with 8 minutes to play in the game, come roaring back, ending up hitting six of their last eight shots, and knock off William Penn here in the Nolan today, 69-66. To recap of the scoring for you, first of all, for Penn, tremendous day for Faith Pooch. 22 points this afternoon. Allie Stewart had 17. Alia Myers, 9. It was 8 points today for Alyssa Hamas. 5 for Taylor Lawhorn and Mercier Roberts with 4. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, I don't know how you can say enough about how Nicole Stork with 14, Alia Raines with 10, Kennedy Nicholson with 10, all made massive contributions to that Raven win here this afternoon. Kennedy Nicholson, one of the big shots of the day when she broke what for the Lady Ravens was just an unbelievable scoring drought from the outside as the Lady Ravens had missed their first 15 three-point shots. Kennedy knocked down a couple, ends up, 3-7, three-point shooting, and 10 points for BC this afternoon. So again, Stork with 14, Aaliyah Raines with 10, Kennedy Nicholson 10, 9 this afternoon for Kyra Misuraca, 8 for Allie Kramer, 7 Warren Dubert, half a dozen Riley Roddinghouse, 5 Jennifer Jacobs, as Benedictine placed 8 players in the scoring column. For BC today, just kind of looking at how the numbers shake out, Benedictine ended up hitting 42% of their shots on the afternoon. They were 5 of 25 from outside, 27 of 64 from the floor. Penn, 24 of 64 from the floor, and 9 of 32 from outside. At the free throw line, Benedictine 10 of 14. Penn was 9 of 12. Turnovers almost identical at 12 and 13. And these two teams, I mean, the numbers are similar. The score, as close as it would indicate, but for BC, a big thing win at home here today as Lady Ravens moved out to 8-4. They go to 6-2 in the conference. The thing you've got to be aware of is this William Penn team under first-year head coach Joe McKinstry is vastly improved, and this team is on the right track, and they're going to get very good, and they're going to be very good very soon. That all said and done, we're going to take a bit of a break. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll have the second half of our college hoops doubleheader here on Kent Radio. It'll be the men's turn. Final score getting into the ladies' contest. Benedictine, 69, William Penn, 66. Don't go away. Raven, round ball coming up on Care very shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.